from Hollywood. Jack Holt in
The Unexpected.
The Unexpected.
The Unexpected. Life is filled with the unexpected. Romantic, tragic, and mysterious endings to our most ordinary actions. Dreams come true, or dreams are shattered by sudden twists of fate in The Unexpected. But first, a word from your announcer. And now, Jack Holt, outstanding screen star in Shipwreck, a drama of the unexpected.
Hey, mister, can you let me have a dime for a cup of coffee? Just a dime. Oh, don't be cheap. How about a dime, lady? You'll never miss it. Okay, don't get tough. I'll move on. Got a quarter you can spare, buddy? You have? What? Yeah, that's right. I'm Mike Kendall. Do I know you? Oh, sure, I remember. You used to go out on the Mermaid in the summer. Yeah, she was quite a boat. I'd still have her if it wasn't for Aggie. A woman can make a fool out of a man. An awful big fool. Well, at least, that's what Aggie did to me. If you buy me a cup of java, I'll tell you about it. Sure was funny the way the whole thing happened. There I was, sitting on top of the world, owning the best darn fishing boat off the Keys. Everything was blue skies and clear sailing until that night in Red Sam's place, and Aggie holed into sight like a big, soft, blonde cloud. She looked mighty good, but there was a trail storming behind her.
Skipper, mind if I drop my anchor here?
The berth's empty. Pull up the stool and take the load off your sails.
Thanks, Skipper. Afraid this old tug needs refueling.
You don't say.
Hey, Red, another of the same, only double. Put it on the captain's bill.
I don't remember offering to buy you a drink, lady.
Listen. Any man that calls me a lady is gonna buy me a drink.
Okay, you win.
Thanks. They christened me Aggie.
Yeah? With a bottle of champagne?
No, with a case of beer.
Hey, that's a good one. Christened you with a case of beer.
You've got quite a sense of humor, big boy. Guess we ought to get better acquainted. What does your crowd call you?
I haven't got a crew, but the handle's Mike.
Oh. Well, here's to you, Mickey. Here's mud in your eye.
Want another?
That's a question you don't need to ask, Mike. Don't waste time with unnecessary questions.
And now I like you, Aggie. Just say what you mean. Come on, let's get out of here.
Well, sir, hurry. You promised me another drink. Don't you keep your promises?
Sure, Aggie, sure. But we don't have to do all our drinking here.
Oh, yes, we do. I ain't the kind of a girl to leave a bar with a strange man.
I wouldn't hurt a nice little girl like you.
Then buy me another drink. You got the money to buy me another drink, huh?
I got enough money to buy the whole bar if I wanted to. See that, Aggie? $500.
Hey, is all that dough really yours?
Right now it's mine. But tomorrow, well, why kid about it? Tomorrow it goes to Lucky Gordon.
The guy who runs the gambling boat?
Yeah.
Well, how come you owe him?
How come deuces roll up four times in a row?
Yeah, ain't it the truth?
Come on, let's get out of here. Let's go places.
Well, why didn't you ask me before? I don't like this bar. Let's move on down the street. I don't see why you didn't ask me before.
I had my arm most of the way around Aggie's waist as we staggered out in the street. Most of the way was all I could reach. When we got to an alleyway, she stopped suddenly and turned around. I had just time to see that she was cold sober.
Okay, Mike. Hand it over.
Well, what do you mean?
The dough. Hand it over.
Stop kidding, Aggie. You're drunk. You don't know what you're saying.
I ain't that drunk, Mike.
Oh, you're fooling. You got a great sense of humor. You remember I said you had a great sense of... Yeah, mister, you guessed it. I came to about 5 hours later with a bump on my head. The size of a steamer funnel. Oh, sure, she got the $500. And I got a big bump on my head and a big lump of fear in the pit of my stomach. That's right, Lucky Gordon. I owed him $500, and I had promised to pay him back that day. And I didn't think he'd give me an extension.
You don't really expect me to believe this story about the blonde bombshell. You're too big a boy, Mike, to be spinning yarns like that.
It's the truth, Lucky. I swear it's the truth.
Well, then I got to take your word for it.
Oh, thanks. That's mighty nice of you.
Yeah, I believe you, but I still want my money.
Lucky, I don't know how long it'll take me to raise it. This $500 took me a month. It was hard work.
Oh, a month's a long time. I might give you a day or two, but no more.
No more?
2 days. Then I want the money. Well, I don't want to frighten you.
But how can I raise it, Lucky?
I wouldn't know. Maybe your girlfriend.
She's blown town.
Well, I don't have any other suggestions. I'll leave it up to you. Just get the money, Mike. Get that money.
As I steered the Mermaid away from Lucky Gordon's gambling ship with a roulette wheel painted on her stern, I had a strange weakness running down my arms, making my fingers limp. At first, I couldn't tell what it was. But then after a moment, I knew it was fright. Sheer fright. I had seen what some of Lucky's men had done to men that they'd worked over. Or rather, I'd seen what was left of them. I couldn't let this happen to me. I couldn't. I had to get that money some way, somehow. I sailed the Mermaid in the dock at the city pier and made her fast. I looked up the weather station on the dock and saw the storm warning. They didn't sink in for a minute. And then they hit me. Like the U.S. Missouri plowing into a heavy sea. Suddenly I knew where I'd get that money for Lucky Gordon. The little colored flags fluttered in the freshening breeze. Little flags that said, hurricane on the way. But it wasn't going to be an ill wind. No, it was blowing me good. The one thing I had paid up was the insurance on the Mermaid. And now that was going to pay Lucky. There was always ships wrecked in the hurricane off the Keys, and this time mine would be one of them. Because when the storm was at its height, I'd scuttle the Mermaid. Suddenly the wind fell slack. I pulled into a little cove about 10 miles down the coast. And then the air became still as death. I knew I didn't have much time, so I had to work fast. I wired a half a dozen sticks of dynamite together, fixed them to alarm clock, and set it so it would go off in about an hour. Then I raised the anchor and let her drift and pulled away in a rowboat. I just reached the shore as the storm broke, and in an instant I was soaking wet. But I laughed under my half-frozen skin, laughed because I knew that in the middle of this howling night, the mermaid was going to blow herself skyward and then go down in a thousand pieces. It was a cinch now. Tomorrow I'd collect that money, play lucky, get another boat and start again. It was a cinch, believe me. The next day, the paper headlines read, "Hurricane destroys all coastal ships." There it was. Everything worked out exactly as I planned.
You think the story is over, don't you? But wait. Fate takes a hand. Wait for the unexpected. Now for the surprising conclusion of Shipwreck, starring Jack Holt, a Hamilton Whitney production written by Robert Libbett and Frank Burt and directed by Frank K. Danzig.
I had my story all figured out when I walked in the insurance office the next morning, and I tried to keep the smile off my face as I spun the yarn to Mr. Jackson, the claims adjuster. I had to wait till the poor mermaid went down, and then I rowed ashore. It was tragic, I tell you, sir, to lose a ship like that.
Yes. Yes, you have my sympathy, Mr. Kendall. You say you saw the ship go down?
Yes, sir. About 4 miles offshore. Couldn't get her to the coast.
Very interesting. Very interesting. You see, the mermaid was found this morning.
Found?
Well, I should say what was left of her. The wind changed last night and carried your craft ashore before the dynamite you set had time to explode.
What?
Yes, the evidence is all there. We're going to have to prosecute.
But I...
Too bad you tried this, Kendall. If the mermaid had been docked at her pier, she'd have been destroyed last night.
What? What do you mean?
The hurricane destroyed everything along the waterfront. Every ship went down. If yours had been there, we'd have paid off, of course. Too bad, Kendall.
Well, I didn't wait for the slow process of the law or the quick process of Lucky Gordon. I left town and, well, here I am. Thanks for the coffee. And say, if you got any change you can spare, I could use it. You see, I'm saving up to buy a boat.
Shipwreck starred Jack Holt. Listen soon for another of your favorite motion picture stars in a drama of the unexpected. This program was transcribed in Hollywood.